Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To all of those youths that go out the night before Thanksgiving, Jax, looking right at you, buddy.
This is your night, man. This is it.
It's so funny. Like, we didn't have a term for it. We were just alcoholics when I was in college. But then, like, the couple classes right after me really made the push into Wednesday as a celebratory day. And I'm just so proud of the youths for embracing that. I think that's awesome.
Blackout Wednesday.
Yeah.
Blackout Wednesday.
I don't know that I love the terminology. Because, see, back in my day, any day was a Blackout Wednesday if you really wanted it. And my generation just went harder. That's all. That was just being a jerk there. I don't mean it literally. But I do love that. But again, be safe out there and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not participating in it, so it doesn't really matter to me at this point.
You're like 3 or 4 years younger than me, so yeah, you're right around the time that it became bigger than what it had previously been.
It was definitely a thing. I remember going home one year and being at this random like pizza place/bar with a bunch of high school friends and a bunch of people that obviously were all the same high school stuff. And I was like maybe like 21 or 22, and telling people that I was like, I want to be in media. Like, that's what I want to do. And then, like, all throughout the night, it got misconstrued to, like, me being on ESPN somehow. And then it was, like, me going around. People come up to me like, oh, I heard you're on ESPN these days. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, what are you talking about? And it turned into a whole fiasco.
So.
And I was like, you guys are just idiots.
All right.
You're just a bunch of idiots. Also, if I was on ESPN at that point, you should be treating me way differently than you currently are.
Yeah, I'd have, like, a jacket and everything. There is a part of me, like, I still felt like it was pretty informal when I was a college student.
Okay.
I just don't know when it became formalized.
It definitely has become more of a thing in, I don't know, maybe like the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years, somewhere around
yeah.
there.
Yeah. And by the way,
we were starting it. Yeah. Oh, it definitely should have been a thing the entire time.
Now.
Maybe it was, and I just didn't know.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the people my age picking this up, like people who didn't get it when we were in college. So now they're really, like, I guarantee you, Spunkmeyer's, Wadsworth, wonderful place to go. Guarantee you there's going to be one too many 45-year-olds there tonight, and that I think is interesting. No judgment. We do not judge on this show. Let your freak flag fly in whichever direction you want, but you can just have a couple people over. If you own your own house, you can just kind of have a bunch of people over and have some drinks. I think that's I feel like infringing on the younger.
This almost feels like when you wanted to invite yourself to Jax's wrestling party.
That was a wrestling party. That's totally different.
Is that not Jax? Are we not living
by the
same area code here?
Go ahead, Jax.
It's a little similar.
All right. Let's let the record reflect.
Yeah.
I wanted an invite so that I could turn it down. All right? I just thought everybody knew I'm a big wrestling fan and a real one, unlike other people who pretend to be wrestling fans.
Yeah.
Who just watched it in like 1988 and still make references from 1988 wrestling because, you know,
he's
pandering.
He's not talking about me. I tell you every chance I get wrestling fans.
No, it's nobody that the station right now or today.
Yeah, that's not who you're talking about.
But no, I just wanted an invite. I would have turned it down because it would have been weird to be the old man there, but I just would have liked the invite. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jax, is that how we're going to let him rewrite the story? Is that how that goes?
Yeah, whatever makes him happy. It's his first day back. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
I support your holiday. You can support me back there, youth. 216-474-0092. Is there an age limit on Blackout Wednesday going out? I just think if you had a chance.
You want us both to like participate from our houses?
No. I'm not going to do it.
I try.
I'm going to black out of my house like a responsible adult.
I was waiting till Thursday to black out, but then that was going to be it. I don't know.
I'm just curious if people still do it when they're our age, because it just sounds like a nightmare to me being around that many
people. I don't want to go Wednesday and Thursday, and then, I got one day. I don't do back-to-back days at this point in life. I don't even get to do one day. You know how this works with me. I'm as sober as a jaybird these days.
Yeah.
I've decided, Thursday is my big day, and I'll be very disappointed, by the way, if I decide to get loaded on Thursday, have, a drink, and I'm, not feeling it, because that's happened recently, too.
Yeah, this is the beauty of where I am at my life. So the downside of the flu is my whole family's been sick the last 5 days now. The upside is we really can't have anybody over and we're not going anywhere. So your boy has a 3-day runway of just, I'm not going to say I'm going to drink every day because I'm not an alcoholic, but I will think about it every day.
You can do back to backs at this point?
No, I feel like absolute crap.
Yeah, I can't even, my brain hurts even thinking about a back to back.
But I got a couch in my office. I can lay there. I can recuperate, and then we put up some Christmas decorations.
That's why Wednesday for people our age, I'm 36, people our age, my goodness. But
we are the same age.
But people
from 40 to 36 is the same age now.
People in general, though, if you go Wednesday, I got one day to choose. If I go Wednesday, then Thursday, I got to see all sorts of family and all sorts of people. I don't want to be hungover for that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I'll do that on Friday. Friday, I can be hungover, and I can be fine. Thursday, I'd rather have a full slate of NFL games, be able to eat, be able to drink, be able to do everything, and then feel good about it on Thursday.
See, I think the beauty about Thanksgiving is you can drink and eat as much as you want because the food's going to sop up the booze. So there shouldn't be a hangover there. Although, if you do have 3 drinks when you're this age, you will get hungover whether you got drunk or not.
I'm going to get hungover regardless, yeah. Oh, and by the way, in perfect me fashion, I started a diet yesterday right before, 2 days before Thanksgiving.
All right, what's that about?
I don't know. I don't create the rules. I just did it, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, damn it. I didn't think about this at all.
This is right in line with the people who are January 1st. I'm turning over a new leaf on January 1st.
I just thought I looked really fat on Monday. I was like, you know what? We can't do
That's
this.
That's what you took away from the Cannon video?
Not that. Well, that was. There was one view. Man. There was one view. Yes, the Jake Murrin side view. I was like, oh, no. That's not a good look. There's a lot of rolls there.
You know what? I'll tell you this. We got Friendsgiving next Saturday.
Here we are.
Sunday. That's when I start it all. No, of course not. It's this is the worst time of the year to start anything.
Oh, and I'm going to be that person too. I'm going to be that person on Thanksgiving.
I'll have
one piece of French silk pie. I'll take one.
Yeah.
And only one piece.
Then when you go back to second, or you go back for the second one, everyone's going to know you're a cheap floozy.
But we both know I have no control.
Yeah. John, I thought you were only going to have one. Lay off me. I'm starving.
Do I look like I'm just going to have one?
You call someone's grandma the H word?
Hey, my grandma's not there. It's all right.
Neither is Grammy Pat.
No, Mama Pat.
Yeah, Mama Pat. She'll want to fondle you from the great beyond.
R.I.P.
That's okay, Johnny. Have another piece.
We still talking about the bye?
There's no calorie in this pie, Johnny.
No, stop it. All right, we're having fun.
216-474-0092. Against our better discretion, Mike and Akron. Welcome to Blackout Wednesday.
Hey, fellas. Let me just tell y'all real late to this party. Because where I come from, the day before Thanksgiving is like Christmas Eve. You know, even back in college, that's the day everybody got home. It was always ladies' night at some club in town. Club would be packed. You got to see folks that you didn't go to school with that were still at home. It's always been a big deal. So by the time I get this age, it's not as big as a deal, but people still get together. Like, we might go to each other's house or something, chop it up. But it's always been a big day for us.
Oh, you know what, Mike? Here's the thing, though. Because I remember what we called it back then, though. We called it Drinksgiving.
We didn't have no name. It was just the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was informal. It was much more.
It was something different. And now we've moved on to Blackout Wednesday.
Yeah, we coined it now.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the day before Thanksgiving.
Mike.
But it was still the celebratory day.
We appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, you got it, Mike. Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. A Drinksgiving.
That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. Everyone's going out for Drinksgiving.
Could you be more a-holes?
That's what it was.
But
an a-hole for saying Blackout Wednesday.
I didn't say he was an a-hole.
No, it'd be like if you did say that, though. Like, he didn't create it. It's just kind of what we all went by.
The funny thing is, while I'm chiding you for that, I'm pretty sure I remember some nomenclature similar to that.
Exactly
it was
right.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, maybe we did have more of a formal thing than I realized.
Now, Blackout Wednesday just seems way more intense.
Yeah, it seems almost like there's a little pressure there.
Well, you got a mission.
Yeah.
It seems like if you don't hit that mission.
I prefer to go in thinking, I'm not going to get that crazy. And then you get that crazy as opposed to thinking, going in, I'm going to get that crazy. Because that's how you get arrested.
I always do like when you're just like, I was going to be good, but the night got away from me.
Kind of like your diets.
I'm going to, okay. I think I'm going to be good on Thursday. I'm going to be good.
Come on, buddy.
I'm having a good day today.
I know today.
And yesterday.
Yeah.
In a lead up for the failure that's going to happen tomorrow.
It's a cleanse.
I know.
It's a cleanse.
Good days and then I'll be like, oh, I did good.
I was a good boy.
I did good.
Give me more Grammy Pat's pie. Chris in Chicago. Welcome to the show.
Boy. Hey guys. So back in the olden times. When the Cavaliers used to play in Richfield, and as a Richfield resident when I was a kid, the Cavs game was a must for that Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So all your buddies came in from college or whatever, you'd go to the Cavs game. Now, the fun thing was getting to the flats from Richfield, 30-minute drive or whatever. The not-so-fun part was trying to get back to Richfield after the flats. So, but that's how it was done. And I wish the Cavs would, I know, whatever. I don't know if that's not a thing anymore. They're obviously not home tonight. That was always like a big thing though. The Cavs always seemed to be home on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And it was always a fun night out.
That actually would be a very nice tradition, right? Like anybody, Chris, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks,
happy
Chris.
Thanksgiving.
Good to hear from
anyone
you.
Anyone can do Christmas basketball. That's become, I mean, damn, 10 teams play on Christmas Day now. That's not special. Anyone can do, there's three or four Thanksgiving football games every year.
Mm-hmm.
Blackout Wednesday Cavs home game. Why did the Cavs, Cavs bring it back.
It's just a good time.
You bought back the old jerseys. You bought back losing in the second round of the playoffs, a la the Richfield years. Come on, bring it all back. 216-474.
I missed that one in the promotional schedule this year.
I just spit into the microphone. That's great. We're having fun. That's all that matters. 216-474-0092. This is the easiest day of the year to get fired, too, by the way. Is all the pressure on Ryan Day heading into that was going to be the topic here. Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, joins us to talk about Shador and the runway going forward in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. It is time to talk with one of our favorite weekly guests. You hear her here every Wednesday, 3:20, Cleveland.com. Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com joins us on the Fan Hotline right now. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Guys, it's so much more fun to do these when we're coming off of a win and have some different things to talk about, right?
It really is. Like, and not just that, like just my entire disposition. The weather stunk so bad that I needed a Browns win to just keep me vibrant in life. I will ask you, because we have to ask everybody, now that we've had the benefit of hindsight for a couple days, how do you think Shador graded out in his first NFL start?
You know, I think the most promising thing to me about what Shador did was generate explosive plays. Like, in one start, he now has the three longest offensive plays that this offense has produced this season. So that is, to me, just so clearly what they were missing, and that alone warranted him keeping the starting job for right now, in my opinion, because the Browns just haven't been able to push the ball down the field this year. And really, I would argue that goes back to last year when they had to move away from Jameis Winston because he was turning the football over too much. So I feel like if I had to put a letter grade on it, I would give it like a solid B right now. You know, he didn't do anything too incorrectly. He got the ball down the field. He did enough to win the football game. So I think that's weighted higher in that letter grade there. But I think there's still work to be done. And, you know, the Browns and Shador have talked about that. And I think it's kind of that survive and advance mindset. You have to go week to week, keep adding more into the playbook, adding more into his responsibilities, and go from there. But again, the fact that it was enough to get a win, and he's like the first rookie to get a win post 99 in his first start, that's all promising to me right now.
Should Dylan Gabriel be crying in his electrolyte martini right now? Or do you think like he's just thinking to himself, one bad week with Shador and I'm back in there?
Yeah, I don't think there's a reason to cry into the electrolyte martinis. Look, I really am curious just with the number of games left, 6 games, you know, that's a long time. Anything can happen in 6 games. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised in theory if like they do want more even sample sizes on these guys, or look, if turning the football over becomes a problem for Shador, which I don't know how risky that is going to be with him, because obviously his accuracy is what he's so good with. So I'll be curious to see if they do want to go back to Dylan at some point and just get a larger sample size on him. But for right now, I think this opportunity is Shador Sanders's, and it's his to hold on to make the most of, or it's his to lose. So kind of a similar position.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Position that Dylan Gabriel was in before he got the concussion. And now Shador has to do everything he can to show the Browns, like what he said in that pregame broadcast to CBS. He wants to show them that he's the guy they've been looking for. And I think he has to play clean games from here on out and do everything he can to keep that job for sure.
So moving to another big storyline on offense, last Wednesday when he had you, we were talking about Jerry Jeudy speaking about 2 words per answer. Had a couple things happen on Sunday, but didn't light the box score up by any means. This week, we got about 3 to 4 words per answer from Jerry. I guess as the situation has evolved, do we have any new information about where Jerry is and how salvageable this is with his apparent frustration with the Browns?
Yeah, you know, I actually think that Jerry was more himself today. And from everything I've gathered and from what Jerry said today, it sounds like what happened last week was more related to something off the field. And today he said, you know, I am a football player, but that's not the only part of my life, when he got asked about directly about that short press conference last week. So that to me just kind of confirmed what we had been hearing. So look, I think obviously the other big point to come out of today was him talking about that fumble. That was the one catch he made in that game. One other target he had was an interception. One was an overthrow. But he makes a 39-yard catch and has that fumble because he doesn't notice Jeremy Chinn behind him ready to peanut punch the football out. And he did talk about today what happened on that play and that he was trying to make a move. He thought he was going to have a chance to score a touchdown. I just rewatched it before I got on with you guys, and you do see that little sort of skip he takes. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's ready to cut back inside. So, I mean, I think things are salvageable this season for Jerry Jeudy. I think it's just going to take a couple of good games to get things rolling. And hopefully he's helped along by the fact that Shador was able to generate some of those explosives in the passing game, because for me on Sunday, so much of their success came back to him completing that 52-yard pass to Isaiah Bond early. I thought it forced the Raiders to play, to keep the Raiders defense honest, I should say. And like, to me, it's a direct correlation between that play happening and then later in the game, Dylan Sampson getting that little screen pass, because then those plays are open and he turns it into a 66-yard score. So I think that's when you see complementary things happening on the offense. And that to me is what is going to help Jerry Jeudy, help him get open, help him get looks downfield. But yeah, I mean, those guys are going to have to get their chemistry going. I think it's not just important for Jerry, but it's important for Shador Sanders to have his wide receiver one producing at a level that he quite honestly has not produced at yet this year.
Astrid, I have a new selling point for Myles Garrett. I feel like, you know, last offseason when he wanted out, the Browns could have offered nothing in return. You know, there was no, hey, stay with us because of reasons X, Y, or Z. We just didn't have anything on the table. Now, at this point, because of the sacks that he's able to get, and it's because of the defensive line that he's able to play with, the Browns can legitimately offer up to him this offseason if he tries to do the same type of thing. Well, all right. You just got to break the sack record, potentially. You just got to have everyone tell you how great you are for the entire season based off of that production. The Bills can't promise you that. The Eagles can't promise you that. The Lions can't promise you that. Like, are the Browns carving out a nice selling point for Myles here?
I think they are. You know, I honestly, quite frankly, think they had that last year in the fact of him winning Defensive Player of the Year in 2023. Look, he had a good season that year. I think we're realizing this year that there was more in the tank for him that he had in terms of his individual production, because that season when he won, you know, the Browns really went to bat for him and talked at length, everyone in interviews, Kevin Stefanski, Jim Schwartz, they let Myles go at it. Like, in terms of why he was deserving. And even though his sack production trailed off, they made sure to keep hammering that point home, and I do think it helped him. So I would say they kind of had that last
But there's a difference between 14 sacks and then like 27 sacks.
There is. Like, from the production standpoint, there is a difference. And I think, again, we are seeing this different level unlocked to him in this scheme. And they finally, for the first time, the last 3 years, they've been trying everything to get interior production, and they've finally found it. And really, Malik Collins is actually the key to that for me, because I think Mason Graham is coming along really nicely. I think a big part of that is because of Malik, and then both of those guys chasing down quarterbacks is helping Myles. So definitely a selling point with this D-line and this system and the attack style that they've finally managed to get up and down that unit, and not just have Myles Garrett be the only guy and then there's everyone else and like no one's even getting five sacks. So that to me is a big selling point for sure.
Ashley, how real is the potential noise between Tommy Rees and the UCLA head coaching job? And what if he did go back to the college game, what would that tell you about maybe where the Browns stand here with six games to go in the season?
That's an interesting question, because, I mean, we know Tommy Rees's name was popping up last year, including for the North Carolina job that obviously went to Bill Belichick. So I think for me, like, these rumors, or, you know, if Tommy Rees interviews for anything, like, that just goes to show, less about the Browns and more so about what people in football think of Tommy Rees. Like, he's one of these younger offensive minds that I think both college programs and, you know, maybe even potentially NFL head coaching jobs, that he's going to be appealing, because that's just the trend of the game right now, right? I mean, especially in the NFL, you see teams taking chances on younger, offensive-minded head coaches all the time. But as far as the college games go, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get interest. And obviously, he's worked and called plays at some of the biggest college programs, both at Notre Dame and Alabama. Obviously, he played for Notre Dame. Like, it just wouldn't be shocking to me for him to get interest, to get interviews, to get phone calls, all of those things, because I do think people in the college game still think very highly of him. But look, I think it doesn't necessarily mean anything about the state of the Browns. I think it's just like a guy making a career move, if that would even transpire. That's kind of my read on it.
Did the Browns look good just because they played the Raiders, or do you think there's really something to this in the 49ers game? We have a real chance.
That is a both, I guess, kind of answer from me, because I think some of what they did well is because the Raiders are a bad football team. That being said, I do think the explosive plays Shador was able to generate were legit. I obviously think this defense is legit. I've thought it is a Super Bowl caliber defense. They proved it again because they did what they were supposed to do against a really bad offensive line. They hit the quarterback 20 times. They got 10 sacks. Miles had another multi-sack game. So I think those things are very real. The other thing I think is real is the history between Jim Schwartz and Kyle Shanahan. I was sitting here today. I remembered that being a big talking point in 2023, the last time these two teams played. Mm-hmm. And now after that game, Jim Schwartz's defenses in any context, so that's him as like a coordinator or head coach and Kyle Shanahan as a coordinator or head coach, Jim Schwartz is 8-1 against Kyle Shanahan defenses. So I do think, or Kyle Shanahan offenses, excuse me. So that is real to me. And like, I just have this feeling kind of that this could be like that 2023 game where it's weird. The weather's not supposed to be great. Obviously the 49ers don't have Nick Bosa. They don't have Fred Warner. They're really good linebackers. So there's some personnel things going on with them, but they're still an 8-4 football team. So I think this game is going to come down to what a Robert Saleh defense actually can do against Shedeur Sanders and this offense, if they're going to be able to throw it off. But the Jim Schwartz performance against Kyle Shanahan is always interesting to me when the Browns play the 49ers these last handful of years.
All right, Ashley, before we go, what's the best Thanksgiving main protein option?
The best Thanksgiving main protein option. I mean, I got to go with turkey. Guys, I don't really like ham. This is like a whole thing in my family. Like, everyone knows it. So I don't like ham. And I know that's an unpopular take. So I guess I got to go with turkey, and you can tell me I'm wrong.
We're not going to do that. No. We're pretty open on this show.
Yeah.
Whether it's turkey, ham, brisket or
what would you take off the table, though? Like, I think cranberry sauce getting rolled out once a year seems kind of right for cranberry sauce. I think stuffing should get more than a once a year rollout. Like, what are you taking off the table?
What am I taking off the table? I would take cranberry sauce off the table because I quite honestly don't even eat it. So
right there with
whatever.
You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. I won't miss it. My hot take is, though, too, like, give me a good like roast chicken over a turkey, though, like 90% of the time. I feel like that's the move. So yeah.
Roast chicken with like a
I'm
good
waiting
brine.
For that idea. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
a win.
It's better than turkey, right?
I'm just thinking of one of those like $5 chickens from Walmart.
Ashley just loves the rotisserie chicken.
They get the rotisserie chicken, yeah. They just plop it down. I'm like, here's your Thanksgiving
chicken.
Meal. Yeah.
Those yeah, good. Why not? Just give me a rotisserie chicken.
Ashley, great stuff. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being with us all football season long.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Ashley Bastock there, Cleveland.com and the Fan Hotline.
for me, like these rumors or, you know, if Tommy Rees interviews for anything, like that just goes to show less about the Browns and more so about what people in football think of Tommy Rees. Like he's one of these younger offensive minds that I think both college programs and, you know, maybe even potentially NFL head coaching jobs that he's going to be appealing because that's just the trend of the game right now, right? I mean, especially in the NFL, you see teams taking chances on younger offensive-minded head coaches all the time. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get interest. And obviously, he's worked and called plays at some of the biggest college programs, both at Notre Dame and Alabama. Obviously, he played for Notre Dame. Like, it just wouldn't be shocking to me for him to get interest, to get interviews, to get phone calls, all of those things.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, with her weekly appearance here on the show, breaking down the Tommy Rees rumors to UCLA. I believe the betting services have him is it true odds on favorite to be the next head coach at UCLA?
Yeah, he's 2-1. Tony White, the defensive coordinator for Florida State, is 9-2, which is about like +450, right? So yeah, he's there. He's the lead dog.
So can we just start with this? Tommy, don't go. It's not a good job. Like that's an awful job.
It's a good sell. So the hard part, there's a couple things that I was thinking about that make this hard. He grew up in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was an assistant at UCLA and coached there for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. So like if there's a school that he grew up like in his blood, at least having that. And his dad stopped coaching there in the early 90s. So he didn't grow up on the sidelines of UCLA. But like that's a big part of his dad's life. So I would imagine the way that we all are, we're impressionable with our dads. I would imagine that's a pretty good job, all things considered, for him when he's thinking about things.
I mean, I think he just needs to do the basic math that Chip Kelly would rather be Ohio State's offensive coordinator than UCLA's head coach, and then would rather be Vegas's offensive coordinator than Ohio State's offensive coordinator. I think Tommy Rees, listen.
Wow, so Chip Kelly cannot play Schlesinger again for 3.5 years?
That's also fair.
Jesus.
The only thing I would say is I honestly do think Tommy could be a really good head coach at either the pro or college level, but entry point as a head coach is so incredibly important. And UCLA is just, I mean, I think they're the next Rutgers. I think they're the next Maryland. Like, I think they're going to spend the next 10 years in the basement of UCLA, and I don't think anyone's pulling the nose up on that thing.
That's a big fall for them. It still is perceived. I mean, I don't know. What are you making in that job? $3 million? $3.5 million, though?
Yeah, but can't you make that as the OC in Cleveland?
Well, so that's kind of where the conversation becomes interesting. Like, are you going to is he leveraging this to go ahead and get a big payday from the Browns? And then on top of that, it was one good game with Shador, but is this enough to then give him that big payday? Like, has he earned the big payday?
So
up until a couple weeks ago, we were talking about this offense as for the previous 3 years, Albert Breer called it the worst offense in the NFL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Over a 3-year stretch.
So I think it begs. You think the offense has been better under Tommy Rees? Sure.
You know, I just want to know how we're really looking at this thing. Like, how do we, I get, we all seem to like Tommy Rees. Seems like he's done a good, nice job, but we're basing that off of 2 weeks instead of the whole time that he's been here and how putrid this offense has been. Also with the idea, so you're going to give him a bunch of money, so that clearly locks you into Stefanski for a long time too, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think it's either this is leverage to try and make the offensive coordinator thing full-time and the play-calling thing full-time with a nice little raise. And honestly, it might just be leverage for clarity on your future so that you can understand how to operate over the next 6 to 7 weeks. So you can land in the best spot if it's not in Cleveland, or it is people starting to read the tea leaves and realizing that, hey, you might have some success here, but in the end, it's probably going to be Kevin's ass at the end of the year.
We call this one the old Di Podesta. The house is getting cleaned, and all of a sudden, everyone's going to other jobs and other places.
So it's so much of the messaging from the Browns is this was a long time in the making. Paul just wanted to go back to baseball. And both you and I said, hooey. It seemed like Paul was set to have a job until he wasn't going to have a job anymore. And him not being here anymore is certainly, I don't think it's coincidence. You can no longer, if in season, the guy you promoted to be the offensive coordinator 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago and your chief strategy guy, and I'm not going to do the whole president of, and don't care. Stupid title, stupid job. He sucked at it. Sorry, I'm still pissed at Paul Di Podesta. Mm-hmm. But if both those guys leave in season, there's no way you can't. You got to win. Just go.
The rats are leaving the ship. Yes. I mean, that's it. It couldn't be more obvious. And so I do think it is interesting that Tommy Rees was recently, is a month ago when the job opened up.
Recently?
Yeah. Don't even get me started there.
Or recently.
So, but he was like fourth, fifth, sixth as far as best odds are concerned. And now he's climbed all the way to the top. Like, Vegas isn't idiots. You guys know this. Vegas knows what's going on. I don't know if this means that Tommy Rees has done interviews with UCLA while the season is going on, which is also a very interesting development that maybe we can unpack at some point. But I don't think it's an accident that he shot to the top of the board.
Also, is the Browns OC job that, like, not thought of around football that he can't be in a real job like Penn State? But some guy named Bob Chesney. I think it's Kenny's dumber older brother.
Oh, no.
Is the second best odds to become the next Penn State head coach. Think of how bad things have to get.
How do you get Bob Chesney? How do you have a dumber version of Kenny Chesney? I like Kenny Chesney,
Bob
too.
Bob Chesney?
No, I like Kenny Chesney. I don't want to do that to him.
He sold me used tires in Wadsworth the other day, Bob Chesney did. That's not a major college head football coach.
Uh-huh. Now,
Bob Chesney, nice to meet you.
Sounds like he's going to sell you insurance. What's your take on Tony White now? Let's go through the list.
You're not setting me up fairly with that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tony White, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Bob Chesney, it's a free-for-all.
Tony White, totally, that's a coach name right there. But Bob Chesney? Bob Chesney.
Okay.
If my daughter brought home Bob Chesney, I'd punch him in the you-know-whats and I'd kick him out of my house.
What do you hate about
a real man.
What do you hate about Kenny Chesney so much?
Bob Chesney. Say the name.
What do you hate about...
Say the name.
I get it, but I've never made the connection with Kenny Chesney as being an adult name.
No, just Bob Chesney. Like, Bob Chesney is going to do your taxes and probably get you audited from the government. Like, yeah. He's not even a good accountant. That's Bob Chesney. That's not the head coach of Penn State.
You're taking out Kenny Chesney dislike on Bob Chesney right now. What's happening?
No,
here.
I can dislike Kenny Chesney. Chesney's the dumbest
in
the name.
Wrong in the wrong places.
Also, by the way, all Bob Chesney did was follow in the aftermath of Kurt Cignetti. He hasn't even built his own program. People are like, well, you know, look what he did at James Madison. You mean after freaking Kurt Cignetti?
But that even feels like a big jump. Going from James Madison to UCLA does feel like a big jump.
Bob Chesney.
I think he should take the job.
Come on down to Bob Chesney Ford. You ain't got the best. Woohoo! Ford Explorers, 1998s. Doesn't even sound new used. Some old Fords.
If I didn't love classic Chevy so much, I'd totally go over to Bob Chesney Ford.
I wouldn't buy.
I like the sound of that.
I wouldn't buy the smoothest.
I do like the sound of that.
Chevy 1500. I know what they're called. Silverado 1500 High Country.
Yeah.
Bob Chesney couldn't give me one of those. All right. I'm not.
Bob Chesney's third on the board here.
At Penn State?
No, for UCLA.
Yeah. But the third there, second at Penn State. Get this guy out of here. Get this fraud out of here. Bob Chesney. That's a creative coach.
He's second at Penn State?
The second best odds at Penn State, yeah.
You're right. But that really speaks to the idea that we have no good college coaches right now.
That's
what that really does speak to.
You won't come by your Nittany Lion.
He's not Kenny Chesney. I got to look up Bob Chesney now. I don't know. I don't know what Bob Chesney looks like, but the idea
he's like Hillbilly Seinfeld.
The dumber version of Kenny Chesney. Like, so Kenny Chesney's like in shape. He's got all these things going for himself. Bob Chesney doesn't look like an idiot.
Let me see.
Bob Chesney looks like Dan Lanning is what he looks like.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. Underneath all that,
this is
a
new
fat
college,
hillbilly waiting to happen.
This is new college coach prototype is
He's
what he looks
48.
Like.
48.
Yeah, which is wild because he does. He looks young.
March to Chandlersville. Or Charlottesville. I'll get the joke right.
Chandlersville.
I was down there marching just randomly in Saint
Chandlersville. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Guys, he went to... Salve Regina.
That's a good looking 48.
He was
by the
coaching
way.
At Salve Regina. Who wouldn't want Salve Regina's head coach from 2010? Some say that's his best year. Oh, he was at the Assumption. He was the Assumption Greyhounds head coach. Hey, coach, we're going to win? That's a fair assumption.
This is a very weak resume. You can see why Tommy Rees is at the top of their board. They might pay Tommy Rees $3 or $4 million just so they don't hire Bob Chesney with basically zero experience.
Look at Bob Chesney. Look at the...
That's a bad photo. Somebody did him bad there.
This is Steve Belichick sticking out his tongue in the sideline looking dumb.
That's a dumb photo.
Come on down to Bob Chesney, baby. Gonna give you gently used 1999 Durango. No, I'm not gonna finish that joke.
You want to finish that one?
No. Again, don't get fired today. That's the only mission we really have here. Bob Chesney, does that sound like a real guy? Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.